Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. When it comes to small business, most of us think of the local entrepreneur who has his or her store in town. But that's not always the case. The U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, classifies a small business as one with 500 or less employees. In some instances, the SBA has said that in some industries, a small business can be up to 1,500 employees. When you look at it that way, you may ask yourself, how can a small business get so big? Well, there are a few ways. One is just expand as your business grows. The other ways are A, buy out a competitor, or B, merge with a competitor. When I talk about mergers and acquisitions, or M&As, what do you think of? Do you picture big city investment bankers and corporate raiders, Fortune 500 companies, hostile negotiations, confusing securities law? People often see M&As this way. As a result, smaller businesses are often unsure about how to proceed with the purchase or sale of a business and who can help them through the process. You might think of M&As as a big company issue, but it's something small companies need to prepare for, too. Tremendous opportunities exist for purchase thanks to the continuing retirement of baby boomers. Plus, a recovering economy creates possibilities for industry consolidation and business acquisition. If you're a small business owner, you need to be educated on mergers and acquisitions, even if buying, selling, or merging isn't on your immediate radar. Mergers and acquisitions can be transformative events for businesses of all sizes, including small businesses. Over the past few years, M&A activity has been on the rise. It has been driven by various factors such as market consolidation, expansion strategies, and the pursuit of synergies. M&A transactions often dominate headlines when involving large corporations, but they can also present valuable opportunities for small business. Growing your business can mean many things. One of them is growing through the merging or acquiring of another company that complements your business. In other words, small business M&A transactions allow the business to enhance their competitive position, access new markets, and achieve sustainable growth. In this show, I will explore the world of mergers and acquisitions. The focus will be on how small businesses can navigate this complex landscape to make informed decisions and maximize their chances of success. What I am about to tell you is from the research I've done. I am not and do not claim to be a mergers and acquisition expert. The first thing we need to do is understand exactly what is meant by mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and acquisitions are strategic transactions involving the consolidation or combination of two or more companies. While often used interchangeably, mergers and acquisitions have different meanings. Mergers. A merger occurs when two or more companies join together to form a new entity. In a merger, the participating companies agree to combine their operations, assets, and liabilities to create a single, unified organization. The merging companies typically pool their resources, management expertise, and market presence. This helps them to achieve synergies and enhance their competitive position. In a merger, the shareholders of the merging companies usually become shareholders in the new entity proportionate to their ownership interests. Acquisitions. An acquisition refers to one company purchasing another company. In an acquisition, a company, known as the acquirer or buyer, acquires a controlling stake in another company, known as the target or seller. They do this by purchasing its shares or assets. The acquirer may choose to integrate the target company into its existing operations or operate it as a subsidiary. Acquisitions can be friendly or hostile. A friendly acquisition is with the consent and cooperation of the target company's management and shareholders. A hostile acquisition is where the acquirer makes an unsolicited offer to purchase the target company against its wishes. Both mergers and acquisitions are strategic transactions aimed at achieving various objectives, such as market expansion. This enables companies to enter new markets, reach a broader base, and gain access to new distribution channels. Synergies and cost savings. By combining operations and eliminating duplicate functions, companies can achieve cost synergies, streamline operations, and improve overall efficiencies. Competitive advantage. The transaction enhances a company's competitive position by leveraging complementary strengths, technologies, or intellectual property. Diversification. Companies may pursue M&As to diversify their product offerings, customer segments, or geographic footprint, reducing reliance on a single market or industry. Talent and expertise. M&A transactions can facilitate the acquisition of skilled talent, specialized knowledge, or intellectual capital that enhances the acquirer's capabilities. Financial benefits. M&A transactions can potentially increase shareholder value. This is usually done through the generation of economies of scale and improved financial performance through increased revenue or cost savings. It is important to note that mergers and acquisitions involve a complex process. The process consists of strategic planning, due diligence, negotiation, and post-transaction integration. The success of an M&A transaction depends on careful analysis, effective execution, and alignment with the company's overall strategic objectives. In the world of M&A, there are three different types of mergers: horizontal, vertical, and conglomerate mergers. The difference between them is based on the nature of the relationship between the companies involved in the transaction and the impact on their respective business operations. Here's a breakdown of each type of merger. The horizontal merger. This occurs when two or more companies operating in the same industry and offering similar products or services combine their operations. The merging companies are typically competitors in the same market segment. The objective of a horizontal merger is to achieve economies of scale, increase market share, eliminate competition, and enhance the combined entity's competitive position. For example, if two automobile manufacturers merge, it would be considered a horizontal merger. There is the vertical merger. This type of merger takes place when two or more companies operating at different stages of the supply chain or production process merge their operations. The merging companies are involved in complementary activities such as a supplier and a customer, or a manufacturer and a distributor. The purpose of a vertical merger is to streamline operations, improve coordination, and capture efficiencies along the value chain. This type of merger aims to enhance control over the supply chain, reduce costs, and improve overall performance. To continue with the automobile example, a vertical merger is when a car manufacturer acquires a tire manufacturing company. The conglomerate merger. This merger occurs when two or more companies operating in unrelated industries merge to form a single entity. The merging companies have different lines of business and do not compete directly with each other. The conglomerate mergers can be classified into two types: the pure conglomerate merger. In a pure conglomerate merger, the merging companies have no common business interests or synergies. The purpose of this type of merger is to diversify the combined entity's portfolio and reduce the risk associated with being concentrated in a single industry. For example, if a technology company merges with a food and beverage company, it would be considered a pure conglomerate merger. Then there's the mixed conglomerate merger. In a mixed conglomerate merger, the merging companies have some overlap or synergy potential between their diverse business lines. While they may operate in unrelated industries, there may be strategic advantages such as cross-selling opportunities or shared distribution channels. An example of a mixed conglomerate merger is when a media company acquires a telecommunications company to leverage content delivery capabilities. In practice, mergers can also involve elements of multiple types, and the categorizations may not always be black and white. The specific circumstances and strategic objectives of the merging companies will influence the type of merger pursued and the expected outcomes. Besides mergers, there are other M&A structures that businesses can consider based on their strategic goals and circumstances. Two common alternative structures are asset acquisition and joint ventures. Let's explore each of them. First, asset acquisition. An asset acquisition involves the purchase of specific assets or a division of a company, rather than acquiring the entire company itself. In this structure, the buyer selects and acquires specific assets, such as intellectual property, equipment, inventory, customer contracts, or real estate. The assets acquired are typically integral to the buyer's business operations or expansion plans. This acquisition allows the buyer to achieve specific objectives, all without assuming the liabilities or obligations associated with the seller's entire business. Asset acquisitions can provide flexibility, allowing the buyer to tailor the transaction to their specific needs and avoid assuming unwanted liabilities. Asset acquisitions may offer cost savings compared to acquiring the entire company, as the buyer only purchases select assets. Next is the joint venture. Joint venture is a cooperative arrangement. Here, two or more companies form a new entity or partnership to pursue a specific business opportunity or project. In a joint venture, the participating companies contribute resources, expertise, and capital to the venture. They also share in the risks and rewards associated with the endeavor. Joint ventures can take various forms, such as contractual agreements, limited liability companies, or partnerships. The purpose of a joint venture is often to leverage complementary strengths by combining their strengths, customer bases, or product portfolios to create new offerings or capture market synergies, access new markets through local expertise and networks of the partner company, share costs and risks, mitigating individual financial exposure and enhancing the overall viability of the venture, and gain a competitive advantage through collaboration of their unique resources, capabilities, and knowledge to achieve common goals, enabling access to specialized skills or technologies. It is important to note that both asset acquisitions and joint ventures require careful negotiations, due diligence, and the establishment of clear agreements and governance structures to ensure the success and alignment of the respective parties involved. Just as big businesses do, small businesses may pursue mergers and acquisitions for various reasons. And just as with big business, the reasons can vary depending on their industry, growth stage, and specific circumstances. To reiterate their reasons, market expansion. This enables companies to enter new markets, reach a broader customer base, and gain access to new distribution channels. Synergies and cost savings. By combining operations and eliminating duplicate functions, companies can achieve cost synergies, streamline operations, and improve overall efficiencies. Competitive advantage. The transaction enhances a company's competitive position by leveraging complementary strengths, technologies, or intellectual properties. Diversification. Companies may pursue M&As to diversify their product offerings, customer segments, or geographic footprint, reducing reliance on a single market or industry. Talent and expertise. M&A transactions can facilitate the acquisition of skilled talent, specialized knowledge, or intellectual capital that enhances the acquirer's capabilities. Financial benefit. M&A transactions can potentially increase shareholder value. This is usually done through the generation of economies of scale, improved financial performance through increased revenues or cost savings. Another reason for small businesses pursuing M&As is an exit strategy and business succession. Selling the company or merging with a strategic partner can allow small business owners to realize the value they have built and ensure a smooth transition of ownership when they retire. It is especially important for small businesses to carefully evaluate their motivations for pursuing M&A. They need to assess how a potential transaction aligns with their overall strategic goals, financial capabilities, and risk appetite. Proper due diligence, analysis, and planning are crucial to maximizing the chances of a successful M&A transaction. Identifying potential sources of mergers and acquisition targets for small businesses can be challenging due to limited resources and access to information. However, there are still several strategies that small businesses can employ. 1. They can go to industry associations and networks. They can join industry associations and networks specific to their sector. Attend industry events, conferences, and seminars to connect with other small business owners and industry experts. These connections can provide insight into potential M&A targets or recommendations. 2. There's the local business networks. Engage with local business networks, chambers of commerce, or entrepreneurial communities in your area. Networking with fellow entrepreneurs and business owners can lead to valuable referrals and recommendations for potential M&A targets. 3. Trade publications and websites. Stay updated on industry news and trends through trade publications, industry-specific websites, and blogs. Some publications may feature articles on businesses seeking acquisition or companies open to M&A discussions. Monitor these platforms for potential targets that align with your business objectives. Business brokers and intermediaries. Engage with business brokers and intermediaries who specialize in facilitating M&A transactions for small businesses. These professionals often have access to a network of potential targets and can help match your business with suitable opportunities. Number 5, local market research. Conduct research on local businesses in your target market. Identify companies that complement your business or operate in related industries. Explore potential synergies and assess whether an acquisition could help you expand your customer base or increase market share. 6. Suppliers and customer relationships. Evaluate your existing relationships with suppliers and customers. Companies with whom you have a strong partnership or a significant dependence on may present opportunities for M&A. Discuss potential synergies and explore the possibility of a strategic partnership or acquisition. 7. Online business marketplaces. Explore online marketplaces and platforms that connect buyers and sellers of businesses, such as BizBuySell or BusinessBroker.net. While these platforms cater to a wide range of business sizes, they occasionally feature small businesses seeking acquisition or investors looking for opportunities. 8. Are professional advisors. Consult with professional advisors who specialize in small business M&A transactions, such as business lawyers, accountants, or small business consultants. They may have insights into potential targets or access to databases that can help in the search process. 9. Social media and online communities. Engage with social media groups, online communities, and forums relevant to your industry. Participate in discussions and share your business objectives. This can help you establish connections and potentially identify small businesses interested in M&A activities. And number 10, local business development agencies. Reach out to local business development agencies or economic development organizations in your area. They may have information on businesses looking for investment or growth opportunities, including potential M&A targets. When assessing the compatibility of target businesses with a small business, it's essential to evaluate various factors to ensure a successful merger or acquisition. Here are some key considerations. Is this a strategic alignment? Assess whether the target business aligns with your small business's overall strategic objective and long-term vision. Consider factors such as market positioning, product or service offerings, target customer segments, and potential growth. Ensure that the acquisition supports your business's growth strategy and enhances its competitive advantage. Is there a cultural fit? Evaluate the cultural compatibility between your small business and the target company. Consider their management style, company values, work environment, and employee morale. A harmonious cultural fit can contribute to a smoother integration process and increase the chances of long-term success. Is there financial compatibility? Conduct a thorough financial analysis of the target business to evaluate its financial health and compatibility with your small business. Assess the revenue growth, profitability, cash flow, debt levels, and financial stability. Consider how the target's financials align with your business financial goals and capacity. Can you achieve operational integration? Evaluate the operational aspects of integrating the target business with your small business. Assess compatibility in terms of systems, processes, technology, infrastructure, and operational efficiencies. Consider how the integration would impact day-to-day operations and whether any operational challenges or synergies may arise. Is there synergies with the customer base and markets? Analyze the customer base of the target business and assess whether it complements or overlaps with your small business's customer segments. Consider whether the acquisition would provide access to new markets, diversify your customer base, or create cross-selling opportunities. Look for potential synergies that can drive revenue growth and enhance market positions. What are the legal and regulatory considerations? Evaluate the legal and regulatory aspects of the target business, such as licenses, permits, contracts, and compliance requirements. Assess any potential legal or regulatory risks associated with the acquisition and ensure your small business has the resources and capability to handle them. What are the integration challenges and resources? Consider the potential challenges and resources available for integrating the target business into your small business. Assess factors such as technology integration, organizational restructuring, talent retention, and management of change. Evaluate whether your business has the necessary resources, expertise, and capacity to address these challenges effectively. Once you have identified a potential target business, make sure you do your due diligence. Conduct comprehensive due diligence on the target business, including a thorough review of its financial operations, legal documentation, customer contracts, intellectual property, and any potential liabilities. Engage professional advisors such as lawyers and accountants to assist in the due diligence process and uncover any hidden risks or issues. Make sure you do a synergy assessment. Identify potential synergies that can be realized through the acquisition. Assess how the combination of the target business's assets, capabilities, customer base, or technology can complement and enhance your small business's operations and value proposition. Evaluate the expected financial and operational benefits of the synergy realization. Make sure you do integration planning. Develop a detailed integration plan that outlines the steps, timelines, and resources required to integrate the target business successfully. Identify key integration milestones and change management initiatives to ensure a smooth transition and alignment of both the businesses. Mergers and acquisitions can present unique challenges and risks for small businesses. It's important to be aware of these potential pitfalls and take proactive measures to address them. If you have done your homework prior to actually going through with the transaction, much of this is moot. Here are some common challenges and risks in M&As for small businesses. 1. The financial risk. M&A transactions often involve significant financial commitment, including the purchase price, transactions costs, and potential integration expenses. Small businesses may face challenges in securing financing or managing increased debt levels. There is a risk that the financial burden may strain the resources and cash flow of the acquiring company. 2. Integration challenges. Integrating two businesses can be complex and time-consuming, particularly for small businesses with limited resources and organizational capacity. Challenges may include aligning systems and processes, consolidating operations, and integrating cultures. Failure to effectively manage the integration process can lead to disruptions, loss of key talent, and decreased productivity. 3. Cultural differences. Merging with or acquiring a business with a different culture can create friction and impede integration efforts. Small businesses may face challenges in aligning values, management styles, and employee expectations. A lack of cultural compatibility can result in decreased morale, resistance to change, and difficulties in retaining key employees. 4. Synergy realization. The expected synergies and benefits from the M&A transaction may not materialize as anticipated. Small businesses may struggle to effectively capture and integrate synergies due to operational challenges, integration complexities, or unforeseen obstacles. Failing to achieve expected synergies can result in financial underperformance and diminished returns on investment. 5. Customer and supplier relationships. M&A activities can disrupt customer and supplier relationships, particularly if the target business has different customer bases or supplier contracts. Small businesses may face challenges in managing these relationships during the transition period. It's crucial to communicate effectively with customers and suppliers, address any concerns, and ensure continuity of service or product delivery. 6. Employee retention and talent management. M&A transactions can create uncertainty among employees, leading to concerns about job security, changes in roles, and potential redundancies. Small businesses may face difficulties in retaining key talent during and after the transaction. It's important to develop comprehensive employee retention strategies, communicate transparently, and provide support throughout the integration process. 7. Legal and regulatory compliance. M&A transactions involve legal and regulatory complexities that small businesses must navigate. Failure to comply with applicable laws, regulations, or contractual obligations can result in legal disputes, fines, or reputational damage. engaging legal experts to conduct due diligence, review contracts, and ensure compliance is crucial to mitigate these risks. 8. Dilution of focus. The process of pursuing an acquisition can distract small businesses from their core operations and strategic priorities. It's important to maintain focus on day-to-day activities and ensure that existing business operations are not neglected during the M&A process. 9. Market and competitive risks. M&A transactions can change market dynamics and competitive landscapes. Small businesses should carefully assess the impact of the transaction on their market position, competitive advantage, and customer perception. It's essential to monitor market trends, anticipate competitive responses, and adapt strategies accordingly
to mitigate these risks.
And 10, failed due diligence. Inadequate due diligence can lead to unforeseen risks and challenges. Small businesses should conduct thorough due diligence to uncover potential liabilities, legal issues, financial discrepancies, or operational weaknesses of the target business. Engaging professional advisors can help identify and mitigate these risks during the due diligence process. Navigating these challenges and risks requires careful planning, due diligence, and proactive management. Engaging experienced advisors, including lawyers, accountants, and business consultants, can provide valuable expertise and guidance throughout the M&A process for small businesses. Remember that each acquisition is unique, and the assessment of compatibility should be tailored to your specific small business and the target business in question. Engaging professional advisors with experience in M&A transactions can provide valuable guidance throughout the assessment and integration process.
Just to reiterate what I said at the beginning of this show, I am not and do not claim to be a mergers and acquisition expert. Everything I have told you, I have found through my research.
Mergers and acquisitions can provide small businesses with unique opportunities to achieve growth, expand their market presence, and create value. However, navigating the complexities of an M&A landscape requires careful planning, thorough due diligence, and effective execution. Understand the various aspects of M&A transactions. Look into both successful and unsuccessful cases and learn from them. By understanding and learning, small business owners can position themselves to make informed decisions and capitalize on the potential benefit that mergers and acquisitions can offer. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, Score provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about them and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.